Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks.
The Calm Edition.
Today we will be talking about Daredevil Father from... I don't have a date. Number one of five.
Number one of five, so limited.
From a limited run. Time in the past, 2004. 2004.
It was 2004? Oh, okay.
Featuring Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Subtitled Father. Now, this is one of five.
Mm-hmm.
One of five. So the real question is, before we even talk about it, would you read two?
No.
Because I don't own two.
Okay.
This cost me 25 cents.
Oh.
And Half Price Books.
Thank you. It might have been overpriced.
It originally cost $3.50. $5 in Canada.
So that's like half of half of half of Half Price Books.
Right. There was a point where they're like, we got to be 90% off books at this point for this one. So yeah, Daredevil Father. And it's, you know, I mean, nothing against Daredevil. I mean, he's had some cool story arcs. Yeah. You know, we might get into it with Trade Paperback Month when we talk about graphic novels next month. But I don't know. It's not, I mean, I'd rather do a Mutant Ninja Turtle comic, mm-hmm. which is, as we spoke in the past, a joke on Daredevil. So. Mm-hmm. All right, tell me what happens. In your words, your poetry.
The poetry of my pretty entertained okay.
Pearl, I thought it was okay, okay. It's like, okay.
So in the beginning of the comic, he's going around the city, and, you know, obviously he's blind, and he's navigating the city, and then he ends up, like, at a memorial for his father, or a poster for his father, or something like that, and, like, dedicating, you know, like, some time to think about his father, who apparently was a rough guy, and, you know, mixed up with a dangerous crowd, and so forth. And then he, you know, it turns out he's a lawyer. I didn't know that. It's been a long time since I saw the movie. I don't remember if
that movie does not. Don't even talk about.
I feel like I fell asleep during it, so which I think Ryan would approve of. So then he's talking with a lady, and her husband's a jerk, and they want to sue a power company for polluting their land.
And, which one does?
You know, and Daredevil. I don't know what the other iterations of Daredevil are, but in this, he is like linebacker meets surfer bro. It's very different from what I would have expected. That's what he looks like in all the lawyer scenes to me.
I mean, Matt Murdock always kind of... I mean, I would say this version, the way that he's usually very lean.
Okay.
And I will...
He's not in this.
I will say Joe Quesada made him much broader shouldered.
Right.
Almost to the extent of... like Frank Miller characters, just kind of like just over,
yeah,
over on the shoulder.
Yeah,
they definitely
shelf shoulders.
Yeah, being a ninja like character, he always had a very thin frame. He did not have a triangle.
Yeah, you got to be spry, right?
He did not have the triangular shaped body, hourglass.
Right.
This is like, I agree.
Like it's like meatloaf. To an extent.
And I would do anything for love.
So anyway, so they're talking with the lawyer, and then he's like, okay, you know, it's nice to meet you. We'll take your case. We'll try to win the case. And then the lady and her husband are leaving, and then he like asks the husband to come back in, and he's like, have we met? Something like that. And at this point, I was just bored. So not that enthralled by this comic. There might be good Daredevil comics out there.
Yeah, we passed on Deadman.
Yeah, we were trying to debate whether we should do
Daredevil.
Deadman. And we ended up going with Daredevil in this case. Limited schedule. We're putting time in for you folks. I hope you all appreciate it.
Yeah, back to back.
So anyway, I just wasn't that enthralled. I was like, this is kind of boring. The most interesting thing to me in this issue was the fact that it's set in Hell's Kitchen. That was it.
It's always in Hell's Kitchen.
I didn't know that. So, but my favorite band, like two of the members, were in Hell's Kitchen when they grew up. Like that's where they grew up, and that's where they like played their instruments and got to be good friends. And then they went to Berklee School of Music and met a guy to become a drummer. And then, you know, anyway. So, like, that's that was the most interesting thing to me in the whole issue. So it was kind of a bummer.
All right. So this is obviously a Marvel comic. This is from the Marvel Knights series, which... Listen, not every comic I own is a grand slam, okay?
No, of course not.
You know? Sometimes I buy things just like, hey, you know, I like Daredevil, you know? And let's...
I mean, for 25 cents, let's be honest, it actually is, you know, you got your money's
worth. Honestly, it came bagged and boarded, 25 cents, you know? I will say it hasn't been bagged since I read it originally. Yeah. But anyway,
like, this is, I'm not putting this back in.
It's like this.
This isn't even worth sliding back in the sleeve.
And actually, Marvel Knights, you'll see the MK on a lot of the different titles. I actually thought it was a really cool concept. Like, they did this concept, like, I have a lot of Ghost Rider Marvel Knights comics. And it was kind of like just, you know, the cool guys that work outside the law. And I'm like, okay. But I mean,
sketch outside the line.
You know what they call Batman, right?
Right. Yeah, the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
And you're doing Marvel Knights, and it's all the people that are Batman-ish. Little lame. But I still bought a few of them. This is one that I bought well after the fact, obviously, 25 cents. And, I thought I'd like it. I thought I would like that he was, like, this big, burly Daredevil.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me. It didn't work for me. And the actual story, it was like more about the case, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I'm like, okay, dude, they're going to be suing a company, and there's 5 issues of this comic.
Well, people are getting offed, you know? People are getting offed.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. So he's actually fighting, you know, the superhero battle. I don't know. I was just kind of bored by it.
And I don't understand the change, like... the art style, how they do like this kind of beautiful beginning with flashbacks, and then it kind of goes into this very morphed face into the rest. It's very different. But hey, different is good sometimes. We'll talk about the ads real quick before we get into your rating. Because you can tell when a company is just, you know, kind of... flying away.
They're just drifting off.
They're just drifting off. They used to have all those video game ads like we saw. Yep. What else did we see in previous things? We saw
movies. Yeah. You know? Sometimes TV shows.
A lot of food. Yeah, with branded food. We saw back in the X-Men episode. X-Man episode.
X-Man.
But let's go here. Okay. We'll start with the back, which is the highest cost. Okay, that's the highest cost.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Your back gloss cover. If you do, not all things do ads on the
right.
back.
Right, yeah.
You know, sometimes they save it for themselves because it costs so much. And this is for Tang. And I do like the ad, the actual slogan.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It says, "Be cool and suck at the same time." And it's a orangutan, chimpanzee, orangutan.
Yeah,
it's an orangutan.
Yeah,
holding Tang. Oh, orangutan.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
See,
I am really not myself today.
Right on top
today.
Of it. Right on top.
Wow,
of it.
Wow, orangutan, Tang. Okay. But yeah, that's it. That's it. And then we move on, and then there is a post-serial ad for DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
In your Marvel comic?
Alphabets. You know, like...
But when I read how much of a slap in the face, you know?
Yeah.
You're reading Daredevil, and then there's Superman, Batman, The Flash, Hawkgirl, Wonder Woman, Martian Manhunter, and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
It's very odd. And they paid for very good placement. I mean, that's your second most expensive. Yeah. Not really concerned about, you know... them doing their trading card game or anything like that.
Sure.
But a red flag for me is when you have the Got Milk.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like the Milk Council, right? That's
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a point I remember seeing Got Milk's everywhere. Yeah, there were comics.
There were a good 4 or 5 years where they were everywhere in life in general.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about that one was, like, that guy might have been a big name, like, 12 years ago.
Oh, the basketball player?
Basketball, I don't recognize him. And I don't think they have his name on there. I think they have his first name on there, but I don't recognize him.
Yeah, he played for the Orlando somethings.
Aren't they the Magic?
Yeah, but that doesn't look like the right color. Maybe they couldn't use the actual Magic uniform. It just says Orlando.
The player, but not the,
that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, because it's you save your money.
So, that was a red flag. But nonetheless, let's get your rating here.
We're running out of time.
No, we kind of zoom past this one. I apologize for a short episode, but you're getting extra this week.
That's right.
All right. Comic book reader's guide rating system. If you'd like, you can go back and you can go to iTunes and type in comic book reader's guide and listen to my old episodes.
Wow.
There's only like 20, I think.
But they're worth it.
No. All right. Dialogue.
So dialogue, I'm going to put down like a 4.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they were communicating. None of it was compelling. I was very, like, yawning bored by the time I was, like, close to finishing. So, 4.
Artwork.
You know, the artwork wasn't too bad, but it wasn't really that enthralling. There was nothing stand out. I think I have to go only as high as a 5.
Okay.
I will say, like, the drawings of, what's his name, Matt, like, just kind of uncomfortable looking. Everything. Like, his face looked like putty. The you know, portrayals of him as Daredevil, he just looked like a big meatball or something. You know, so it's just kind of
I prefer weird. The meatloaf reference.
Meatloaf. Well, I always prefer meatloaf to meatballs. But anyway, let's go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making them wrong.
Plot and story.
2.
Okay.
Because, fair enough. On, like...
But, I mean, it could have got better, maybe. I didn't move on, and neither will you, apparently. Entertainment. Uh-oh.
1.
Okay. And the cool factor. Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, okay, Hell's Kitchen. That kicks it up to a 3, I guess. All right.
And since you're doing the math this time around.
So that is a whopping high 30 out of 100. So,
oh, it's a 30 out of 100.
Yeah,
it's
a 3.0 out of...
Wow. And that's for Dare.
Yeah, which means it was a total of 15 out of the 50 rating.
Wow.
So...
I did Dared Evil.
Dared Evil.
Because I ran out of space. Dared Evil.
Which, that could be a cool comic book.
Dared Evil.
Dared Evil.
Could be. Next time we're going to be talking about something with a little less color and a little less, well, it's better than this. We'll just say that. Right?